Well, thank you for joining us today on our podcast. We, as you know, are producing podcasts one every other week with the icons in our industry, sharing what they have learned in their careers that's really made a difference. And today, I'm just tickled pink to have a good friend, Betsy Taylor, with us. Betsy, you can read on her website, her credentials, but let me just say she's a great professional. She's wise, she's smart, she's in tune. And in addition to that, she's a really good person. So, Betsy, thank you for taking time today to join us on this podcast.
Thank you so much, Eddie. It's delightful to be with you.
Well, you've been doing this for a few years now. I know at least 25 years, and you've really made a serious contribution to our industry. So I want to ask you two really important questions.
Yes.
What have you learned that's really made the difference? I mean, really getting down to what is really important. And then the second question we'll come back to is, what mistakes have you made and what lessons have you learned? So let's go to the first one first.
Okay. Wow, two big questions there, Eddie. So what have I learned that has really made a difference? I think, you know, first and foremost, if you keep passion, purpose, and donor intent at the center of this, the dollars will just happen.
Yeah.
I think we do ourselves a disservice sometimes by focusing too much on the money. And while I think that metrics and processes and accountability are important, if we keep the values and the relationships in the center of things, everything else just comes together.
Absolutely. You know, it's not mutually exclusive, is it? You can have a good systematic approach where there's high accountability and still be donor-centered.
Absolutely. I agree. And I think over the course of my career, I've been frustrated when I've seen folks that have almost seen their work in philanthropy as almost racking up points on a board. Whereas I think if we really approach this in a way that is authentic and, again, purpose-driven, values-driven, we still get to the same end of enabling our institutions in an amazing way, but we go through it in a way that truly embraces donors and their intention and their desire to do good.
You know, I read a book years ago. I think it was written in 1966 by Cy Seymour. I think, to me, it's one of the best books on fundraising. And he made a comment that people give to people, and they give because they like people, and that you have to put donors first. And the only way you can really do that appropriately is to have a relationship with them. What do you think about that?
Oh, I agree with that. And I think that, you know, within that, it is about relationships and shared vision. I think it's also recognizing that in those relationships, people are intrinsically motivated to be other-centered, that people desire to connect with other people and to make a positive impact on other people. And so if we know that we both come to this with a desire to affect change that is meaningful to us, I think that's an important kind of part to keep in that relationship as well.
Well, how do we do that, Betsy, when you've got so much emphasis on, it's really transactional fundraising, which there is a place for that. And when you're initially developing a relationship, but how do we get to that next level in an industry where it's all about money today?
Absolutely. So I think there are folks who've heard me say this who've really embraced it, and there are folks who've really railed against it. But part of what I would like to do, frankly, is change the semantics in our industry. I think when people hear fundraising, they presume that it is transactional. There is an idea that there could be arm twisting involved or undue pressure involved, that we're taking someone somewhere they don't want to go. I feel fundraising also is often we got the gift and we then moved on. But I think if we start talking about philanthropy, there's something about philanthropy. It's not about gift size. It's about intention. That if we know someone comes to us and they want to stand shoulder to shoulder looking out in the same direction around a shared future that we can enable together, philanthropy to me is always about long-term relationship equity, trust. I'd love for us to start to change the semantics around things, because even as we seek to engage the partnership of board members and of clinicians and C-suite members who could be allies in our work, they are often put off in some part by thinking this is transactional fundraising and not truly the values-based philanthropy that it is.
Absolutely right. Well, you've been doing this a long time. What mistakes have you made that you want to confess today? And what have you learned?
Oh, wow, Eddie, I think we've, you know, how long is this podcast? I think we've all made more mistakes than we wanted to. You know, I think the one that probably has been the biggest aha moment for me is there was a time when I thought that dedication and sheer resolve could overcome a lack of shared vision and alignment between the foundation and the hospital. I've always worked in healthcare philanthropy. However, I've realized that it's just not possible to exist in that environment and to make anywhere near the impact that you desire to make.
Oh, absolutely. And that's not limited to healthcare.
It's not. And I think sometimes we go into something and we're like, I know the environment, the conditions are not right. We don't have shared vision. We don't have true collaboration. But if I just work hard enough, if I just, you know, engage enough of the right people, I can overcome that. And you just really can't not if you want to really do this in the right way and really optimize your impact on the organization.
What else would you want to contribute? We're almost out of time, but I want to make sure, is there anything else that you can think of that you really feel the need to share with us?
Oh, wow. I don't know. You know, I think what's on my mind a lot right now, and again, thinking about healthcare, is giving to healthcare is changing so much. And we've known for a while that we're really talking to donor investors who want to clearly understand the impact that they're going to achieve. And so one of the things I'm talking a lot about these days is just better project selection. We have to do a much better job articulating the projects that we would want to fund, the impact they're going to make on the world, how we're going to measure and demonstrate that impact, because I find that donors are not giving just out of pure altruism. Donors are giving because they want to affect change. And
absolutely,
that means we're obligated to step up and provide better information on the front end.
You know, one of the things I've been pitching lately is that really these are not so much donors as they are investors. And secondly, like any other investor, they're looking for return on investment. And,
yes,
and they want to see that they are making a difference with this contribution. And I think that's a big reason people drop off the giving roles, because they don't feel like they're really making a difference.
I agree. And I think we've got to be able to share what that difference is in very human terms.
Yep.
How did it change one life, the life of the community? How did it touch people?
Betsy, you're the best. You're an icon. That's one reason I wanted you on our podcast. We wish you the very best. If you all never need someone to really help you with a better understanding of what you need to do going forward, there's no one better than Betsy. Betsy, thank you for your time.
Thank you so much, Eddie.
All right. Goodbye, everybody. Thanks for joining us today.